The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, also co-host of Trophy Horse. Check it out. And with me on the show, we got T. Cliff.
What's going on, everyone?
Pretty proper, are you?
Oh, kicking in effect. I guess so.
And of course, also, we got Stacey, the late DJ, even though she haven't been late for a while. She just been missing.
Well, I'm back. I'm here.
I think we all going through that.
Yeah.
Catch a couple of shows, either I'm here or either Stacey here. Yeah. Well, one thing for sure, Donnie always here. What?
Kind of like I got to. It's like the store don't open up if the owner ain't there. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But before we continue with the rest of the show, we got an update on Capital Titties. And again, not Stacey. You know? We got some stupid lyrics. And I got a very funny story for you folks to this episode. We lost a good person and lag out.
We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind, don't be shy. This is your time to shine.
What's been going on with you folks?
I'm tired. I've been doing a lot. I've been on the road for like the past, since March, I want to say. Nonstop, constantly, all day, every day, from sun up to sundown. Now I'm preparing for my big day, my birthday. It's gonna be a special one. You know, I share the same birthday as Prince, my favorite. I'm gonna have a purple day tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. How old are you? You 42, right?
Damn.
Don't get punched.
Look at that big ass high schooler.
Stacy pulling a Billy Madison on
her. That's funny because I was just saying the other day that I was riding somewhere and it was kind of far out. And I was looking at all the high schools and I was seeing the kids graduate and go to prom. And not just looking at the kids, but looking at the schools. And I'm like, man, I miss those days. I wish I could go back to high school.
Check my Facebook. I just said that today. So I had a good childhood. I miss it.
Yes.
I think everybody loved high school. You know, and like
I dropped out and I still love it. I wish I would have went to the prom and did all that stuff everybody did in their senior year.
Yeah.
I want to redo my prom. I hated it.
I just want to redo the whole 4 years.
Yeah, that's what I did, right. I said, shoot, if I could start over with some things I would do and some things I wouldn't do.
Exactly.
Like, first of all, I wouldn't have went to Refford.
Amen.
I still would have stuck with Red, man.
If I would have went to Cass, I'd have went to college.
I think we mentioned something similar to this on a previous episode. Just because you're going to Cass versus Refford don't mean that you're going to go or not going to go to college. Because I feel that...
It doesn't.
I feel for the most part, it's the student's fault.
Yeah.
Because you get what you want to get out of school, no matter how bad the environment is. Yeah, and you know what it was? When we talked about that one episode, that state senator, mm-hmm, that has said that education would be easier for black folks if they can turn themselves white, that episode.
Right.
You know, and it does, and you know, people look at it as a racist statement, but what he said was a true statement. White schools, you are educated better. Even so, if you go to school in Compton, if you go to school in Detroit, if you go to school where it's so-called a hardcore environment, yes, you have the environment going against you and you got gunshots flying over you and you're trying to better your life and get your study on. You want to get up out the hood and all that stuff. That still depends on you, in my opinion.
It's just a little hard because of the distractions you have around you.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, for me, I know where I have to be, where I know I have to go, where I have to have my focus on. And me just going to the school like Cass will have me have my focus on. Even though I would have had fun, I've still been concentrated on what college I'm going to, because it's something that I always wanted to do. I always wanted to go to college, and I'm in the university, so I know how I am, and I know what keeps my focus. Just when I was around Refer, it just didn't keep my focus the way I was. I always worried about my grades and me going to class. It's always stuck in my head, you need to be going to class. You need to be going to class. That's why I didn't lose by too many credits.
Terrence, when we were skipping that day, right?
Mm-hmm.
What, you want to stay and skip without me?
Joking right now, I'm not calling out any particular moment, but in all honesty, we have. I done been in the halls with you a few times, so.
Yeah.
But that's true, and I actually wanted to go to CAS. I really did, like, for a long time. That was my focus and my goal in junior high, to make it to CAS. It's just my environment. You know, it had a huge influence on the reason why I didn't, you know, go, because it's based upon your grades and how you do. Now, don't get me wrong, I was smart, I was honor roll student, but it's just certain things I kind of fell off a bit. And I wanted to go to college as well. I wanted to go to, like, a big university. I actually wanted to go to Wayne State. I had my whole thing planned out. I wanted to go to Cass Tech, and I wanted to go to Wayne State.
Well, you know, what I'm hearing right now, especially coming from T, is that he didn't go to Cass, or he didn't graduate, because I heavily influenced him, or was a bad influence on this guy.
Yeah, he's like the biggest part, and I'm still hanging with your ass.
Shame on you.
Well, let's move on with the rest of the show. Move on to something where we all can graduate to. Well, me and T-Dot can't, but Stacey already graduated to some capital titties.
Woo, 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 woo.
We got an update. The lady got kicked out of the gym because of her capital titties. Well, it turns out that they were in the right to do whatever they wanted to do. Of course, everybody is in that predicament can, but it's a private gym. So, yeah, so if she would have tried to sue them anyway, it would have been whatever.
Oh, they covered their tracks.
Yeah. No big whoop about it. Move on to, we lost Ali since the last show. You know, Muhammad Ali.
His mama named him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay.
You better not let him hear you say that.
Right.
He's like, what's my name? What's my... Hit you all upside your head like, what's my name? Ali!
I did say Ali.
What I do, man? I did say Muhammad.
I have a newfound respect for Ali. I always liked him because you guys know I'm a fan of boxing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did a little bit of boxing myself. So I'm a huge fan of boxing. And I do follow it, not so much now, but back then, you know, I followed it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Ali, he made a statement about how he used boxing as a stepping stone to fame, but it wasn't for what we think. He used boxing as a stepping stone to fame so he can be in the public eye, you know, because he was more of a freedom fighter. You know, he fought for a lot of things, equal rights and all that type of stuff. And he wanted to use boxing as a stepping stone because he realized that when you're famous, you're a celebrity, society will listen to you. Whether it be whether you're talking about something stupid, Stacey Dash, Trump, or not, you would be heard from society because that's how society works for some reason. That hit me kind of hard. You know, I like that. You know, that was the best statement I have ever heard from a famous person using his fame for that particular reason. That kind of go back when the episode when and I had said that with great fame comes great responsibility, you know, because when you famous, like I just said, you know, people listen to you. And I truly feel that when you famous, celebrity, superstar, you have a responsibility to speak out. And I truly believe that because people will listen to you. They're not going to listen to whatever talk as of right now. Some people will hear us. Yes, some people hear us, but they're not listening to us like they're listening to Kayla Maher, K. Michelle, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Muhammad Ali. You know, they're not listening to us like they would listen to them.
I agree.
Yeah, so I feel like when you fame, when you reach that plateau, you have a responsibility to speak out.
Because of their status, they are given a platform to do whatever it is they want to do. Some people just choose, they may or may not, depending on how you look at it. Most of the time, it is necessary for them because, like you said, given who they are, people will listen to them. However, you have some people that are selfish, a lot of people that are selfish. They don't want to use that platform to help other people. They don't feel like they have a responsibility. They don't feel like they, you know, care about other people and what's going on. So, you know, as long as their movies are selling, their albums are selling, tours are selling out, you know, that's all they really want.
There's some people that are selfish to come in the game like that.
It's a lot of people doing it, but at the same time, it could be more. It's not enough. But you see going around to speak to people or to try to, you know, help clean up the streets or make a statement or something. You got a lot of people following negative things.
You know, with that, I agree. But then what I see, because I watch some people, sometimes just take some people to grow up. Like, for example, I look at Snoop, how he's like boycotting that Roots because how he felt about it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, now I look at Snoop now doing that, but back in 1990, he wasn't doing that. It's like you said, they was like being selfish. It just takes a while for some people to grow up.
Yes, growing up and experiencing what goes on, kind of like how we doing now, how I talk about America all the time and what the freaking government be doing and how we get treated. A lot, you know, black folks get treated. And I actually talk about all races, you know, but I talk more about the black folks because, you know, that's my nationality. Let me rephrase that because we're just one race. We all human. I talk about all nationalities, you know, but I talk about black more so because I'm black. And you know, we got to recognize because we ain't seeing jack. But I don't want to go too long on about this. But I just wanted to say that Ali, he using his fame for your fame supposed to be used for.
And I like Ali because of his fight, not just the boxing, but how he had to fight through life to be recognized and get what he wanted. That's what I really respect about Ali.
Speaking of the great responsibility, I feel that rappers have responsibility to have some lyrics that make sense.
Sure. They the most people in the spotlight right now. Even in acting.
The stupid lyrics. We got some 2 Chainz, more 2 Chainz, from that Hood Go Crazy by Tech N9ne, which is another one of my favorite rappers.
Who's all in that?
Tech N9ne featuring B.O.B. and 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz said, now again, I'm not necessarily saying that it's a stupid lyric, I guess. I think it's kind of stupid, but the meaning behind what I think he's trying to say is kind of like, what?
What did he say?
He said, I put my thing in her, trying to knock her up, trying to put a singer in her so I can do a banger with her. Now, this is what I get from that, is that he's trying to knock some chick up, get her pregnated. When she get birth and come of age, he's going to try to get her in the business also, singer, rapper, but going off this, a singer. And he want to do a hit song with his child. This is why I say it's kind of stupid. Isn't 2 Chainz like 65?
Jesus, 40. You're almost 50.
By the time your child come of age for you to try to do a banger with her, you better not still be rapping at 87 years old.
You talking to him? You better talk to Jay-Z. No, I think Jay-Z had quit long before then.
No, you can't. Okay, you might can still rap, man. I'm not saying you ain't gonna be able to rap because you are old rapper. I'm just saying the things you rapping about you can't be hardcore at no dang on 97 years old.
Like you said, it's all a mind thing. Did you just say that?
I just said that, but that's different. So that's why I say that. And it sounds strange, too. It sounds kind of like yuck when you if you try to listen to it. The guy old as heck now. Or at least he looked extremely old now.
Hey, if you can act with your kids, why you can't rap with your kids?
Nah, you know he gonna be talking. You know he gonna be talking about at 87 years old. Two IVs. But check this out. I came across this news article in my email. I didn't even bother clicking on it. The title alone was enough to talk about. The title said, "My son assaulted me. What should I do?"
What the hell?
First of all, it sound like you scared of your son.
I tell you what you should do.
Get
them boxing gloves and commence to whooping on.
Damn the gloves, you can hang that up.
Oh yeah, but that's what I'm saying right there. When your child decide they want to boss up on you, like my man's who put the gloves on his son and boxed him up. This is a punishment that matches the crime. Your son, your kid assaulted you, and you asking what should you do? Well, I tell you, if you don't know what to do, just give him up for adoption.
All right, I'm gonna tell you, what do you think you should do?
You shouldn't be asking this
whatever
question.
The best discipline you think you should do, then you should do that.
No,
you think you should whoop his ass?
Was this a lady or a man?
Like I said, I didn't bother clicking on it because I didn't. The title was alone was enough.
And it didn't say, it didn't indicate like.
Yeah, it has some guy comment on it, but
I don't care who with you.
What the assault was. It don't even matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Right. You should whoop his ass.
Yeah, it don't matter, Stace. Your child assaulted you. The statement that the guy replied to, I'm just paraphrasing this the first couple of lines. He said his nephew balled up his fist towards him.
Mm-mm.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, and commenced to try to do something. But the thing about it is, you have white folks conversing with other white folks about this situation. They're going to tell them, hey, what I did with Timmy is put him on a 5-minute timeout.
And I'll tell you, that's why they got that law out now about this abuse to kids. Like, I'm telling you, any of my kids brought up on me, I'm going to whoop their ass and they tell. I'm like, you can take this one. You can take this one. Exactly. You might as well take all of them because I'm not going to stop whooping my kid's ass.
Exactly.
I'm going to reverse that. It's not going to be a 5-minute timeout. It's going to be a 5-minute ass whooping. And I'm going to break every finger you got. And I'm going to make sure you never ball your fist up again.
Well, it's only going to go. Well, I bought, so it's going to go take 3 minutes for me.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you like this. I hit like Ali.
Give me 30 seconds. I'll give you a 2-piece real nice, real quick.
Won't even know.
My jaw hurt, but I ain't seen mama move. What
getting
happened?
Getting up off the ground. You were getting up off the ground talking about which one of y'all hit me. Like, I don't know, but the way you went down, like the ground was slippery.
Who there?
When he wake up, all he gonna hear is, "World Star!"
World Star. And you know what? That's your punishment. That's what you should do right there. Make a War Star video.
No, you know what mothers do? They'll whoop your ass as soon as you get up. Like, you want something to eat? Like it was nothing.
Right. Have a warm towel and then a towel with some ice in it. Here you go, baby. Wipe your lip.
Yep. Let's get Stacey out of her angry mode.
Right, because if you see the look on my face right now, I'm sitting here in deep thought.
Like, I wish one of my kids right now just come over here and do something. Right now.
Like, I just want to go slap one right now just to remind them, like, this is what you better not do.
And you know what? That's what used to happen back in the day. Walk in the door, I love you, and get like your little, you know, a mild butt whooping because you got that for something you thought you got away with.
Ooh, like when my mom used to tell me, y'all gonna get it when you gonna, then you waiting all day, like, I gotta go home and get a whooping. Shoot.
That's the worst
because
they catch you at the worst time.
Exactly. You be getting out the bathtub soon, you'll be like, wow.
You ready for bed, and here come your mama pulling the covers back. Uh-uh.
Oh. I ain't never got that one.
When first you feel that cold air, then you ball up, then they start hitting you, so you eat a right.
Thinking it's your brother playing around
exactly.
With you.
Like, I remember my mom used to whoop me and Frank, so we had these bunk beds where we can go under. She'll swing, we'll go to the other side of the corner, like, mama, stop. fuck, get from under their swing again. We run to the other side of the corner. Mama, we start mama's. Mama, please. Mama, please, please, mama. No, no, mama, please.
Or you'll grab the belt and be like, Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She'll be like, let go of the belt. Let go of the belt. Mama, mama, you gonna still, you gonna whoop me? You gonna whoop me? Let go of the belt. Mama, come on, mama, stop playing.
That's a good one.
She gotta whoop all three kids. So she might get tired, but you try to be the last one.
I was like, you hope to be the last one.
Shoot. By that time, she just gonna hit you probably like three times and then start talking.
Okay. Let's move on to this other crazy story. This is the funniest story I have heard in a very long while. A friend of mine on Facebook have posted, this woman just got in a cursing rage in front of me because the MC Donald's lady wouldn't take her EBT card as a method of payment.
That's mad.
Oh my
God. That's mad.
There's more to this. Let me finish the story before we have our comments on this crazy lady. I'm using my Snoop Dogg voice from Baby Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Then she had the audacity to ask me if I will pay for her food. She said with a thick Latin American accent, because we about to get on this highway and we ain't had nothing to eat and we got a 3-hour drive ahead of us. I'm assuming he said no.
I probably would have laughed at her.
Of course, she got mad and said, I should have known you wasn't a nigga. All that curly hair. All that curly hair. F this B. And walked away angrily. At this point, the cashier looks at me a bit shaken. I raise my classic Spock hand, which is Spock from Star Trek.
Yeah.
Whatever that V thing, the penguin hand.
Yeah. Look, yeah.
Yeah. And said, live long without welfare. To ease the mood, I just got a free sausage McMuffin from the manager, as well as a free orange juice. This could have been you, Latin American woman, if you wouldn't act the fool. You probably could have just got
it. That's probably been you.
But that story had me rolling so hard. That made my day. That story made my day. That was crazy as heck. EBT card. Now, before we go, people, listeners, yes, sometimes you do have cash assistance and you can use that as a debit card. You know, you can use that portion of the EBT card as the debit card. But you can't go at MC Donald's thinking you about to buy 3 value meals with food stamps.
You can't have food stamps or cash assistance.
I've never even heard where you could use the cash portion to buy fast food. It's not just with the food part. You can't swipe a bridge card unless they have a sign somewhere that says we accept EBT. You cannot do that.
In certain states, you can. Certain states, you can. Michigan, yeah. Michigan, you can't do that in Michigan. I don't believe. You can't use the cash assistance in grocery stores.
Yeah,
like shopping and grocery store and
you can use, but not the.
As far as like fast food, I think they cut that off because you know the government. You're not about to live a luxurious life off of the government while you
exactly
do nothing.
Yeah,
so you can't just go purchasing pizza. You can't go to Pizza Hut and Little Caesars and McDonald's swiping your bridge card. Not even if you're using the cash card, you cannot do that.
Right. If you want pizza, you take your ass to the store.
Some people use it as extra money to put toward their rent or their bills or something like that. But not to go out and buy new shoes and unless you need a new pair, maybe like for a job interview or something. But don't take your EBT and go buy no Jordans and all that stuff. They're not gonna let you swipe that mess at no come on.
Foot Locker.
Yeah, and what you said, Stace, is exactly what the cash assistance is for. You know, help you out on the rent and some bills and all that stuff. And matter of fact, that's what assistance is for, period. That's what assistance is for, period. For food, or, you know, help you out on the bills if you get the cash assistance. But, like you said,
my thing is, why didn't she go to an ATM and get the money off?
Exactly.
No.
You can do that.
Yeah. If you have cash assistance.
Yeah, but. Yes.
So did she have that?
I don't know. It didn't state where she had cash assistance. Oh. I'm going to assume, because it's funnier to assume, that it was just the food stamps.
It probably was, because that's some dumb stuff to do.
Did it say you are about to hit a 3-hour drive and you do have food stamps only? Go to freaking Walmart. Go to
stack up off the food. Yeah. Right. You can go to the store. You can still eat
sandwiches,
Kroger, chips, right? Juice. You can get all. You get a better meal at the store than going to McDonald's. I don't see why she didn't go to the store.
We just got ours put on yesterday. Yeah, we about to go to Benihana's.
Shoot. You're going to lose all of it in one day.
How much is one rib?
I would have looked at that lady like, lady, you better stop smoking that shit.
But speaking of, I guess, being hungry, we got some weed talk coming up. It's not the kind of weed talk that I think you guys probably want to make or people want to listen to. I also think this is funny. You know, the petition to legalize weed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people out there, hey, are you registered to vote? You know, and a lot of them ain't even asking you. They just say, hey, you want to sign this petition to legalize weed?
Right.
Yeah, they don't even care if you're registered to vote or not. They let you deal with that when you get up there to vote.
No, that's because they got a certain quota to make to get a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
So that's why they don't care.
Yeah, but it had to be a certain quota of legit.
Right. That's registered. That's what some of them don't understand.
Yeah, legit.
Even if it ain't legit, you ain't getting
If I'm not registered, then this signature doesn't count.
Exactly. So your money don't count.
Yeah. This is what I find amusing, because honestly, I'm just going off what I seen. Throughout the past few months, I have yet to see any white person out there with this, can you sign this weed petition? I'm not saying white people don't smoke weed also.
You smoke just about as much as we do. Yeah,
this is what I find hilarious about this weed petition thing. Black folks don't even like voting for the most part. We don't come out to vote. You don't want to vote for the president. You don't want to vote for the governor. You don't want to vote for judges to come in. But as soon as they say we're going to legalize weed, all y'all want to come out the woodworks and talk about, oh, we got to get this legalized. Oh, you all about voting now. That's what I find hilarious about this. And like I said, I'm not disclaiming white folks. I'm just going off what I've been seeing for the past few months. I have yet to see a white person with this petition yet. Everybody I've seen with this petition has been black folks. And I'm like, come on.
You just answered your own question.
This is ludicrous. This is ludicrous. You want to vote for this, but you don't want to vote for everything else. I'm just now really getting reading more and getting more into politics. I still don't care too much about it. But, you know, I'm starting to get more into it. And I have voted every time it was needed to vote ever since I was legal to vote. I guess I have to say it now because I'm making this statement. I don't think our votes count. But I will say I think our votes count more so during for the inner city votes. You know, governor, you know, that's vote to change, you know, a particular school district type thing, whatever. I say our votes count more so on that. But the presidency vote, our votes don't count. And it's been proven many times.
I'm going to have to deny you on that one, because if Hillary won, though, because of black voters.
Okay.
Hillary, which she is going to win.
All right. And I hear
that's
you.
Because of black voters. So black people, you saying black people don't vote. I would say the majority of black people vote on what they think is important. Like you said, the weed, they think weed is important, so they're going to vote for it. Hillary Clinton, they think that's important, so they're going to vote for that. So I would have to say that. That's my opinion.
Okay.
I think it just depends on who or how big the problem is.
Okay. And I like that. I like that. You got something to say on this, Stace?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure how they do it with the counting of the votes. I would hope and would they like cheat. To That's think they that cheat our votes
That's how they do it.
Count. However, you know, people not getting out there to vote other than, you know, things that are not, I'm not going to say it's not important, but it's just not as important as, you know, the presidential election. So we voted
I'm sorry to cut you off right there, Sadie. Let me cut you off right there, please, real quick. Presidency, it's important to, I guess, to the public, but the presidency, you know, the president, he has no say so over Jack. He just a spokesperson for.
Yeah, he's just the front man.
Yeah, he just the front man for the governor, for the government,
for the United States. Yeah, just, you know, when you gotta go across, and he speaks for the.
And that's true. That's why we don't just vote for president. We vote for everything. The people that's sitting, that has house seats, and, you know, the government and everything. We vote for all of these people, so we need to do our research instead of just researching different kind of plants that we like to smoke and all this stuff. We need to do research on who we are allowing to be in charge to run our lives.
Livelihood, not lives.
Yeah, yeah, for lack of a better word. Yeah, we can say livelihood, not our lives, because ain't nobody running me. But, if we vote wisely, you know, but people, they'll learn. If Trump get in office and they got these people that's up under him, backing him and supporting him, and, you know, the people that's up underneath that's really running the stuff, these people, they'll learn, they'll change their mind when they sitting in animal cages with shackles on, but they'll be blowing something out. I still got my weed, though. I mean, come on.
That's funny as heck, but that's where you're wrong, Stace. People ain't gonna learn. You know, and I heard this in a movie recently.
No, you'll learn. I mean, it's all a chance. No, that's all you're doing.
They might not learn, but they'll think about something.
No, hold on, listen. I heard this in a movie recently. Matter of fact, I wish I could remember this name of this movie. But the line in this movie made so much sense. And I was like, that's exactly right. He was like, no, the person is smart. People are stupid. Meaning, you are smart, Stace.
Everybody.
T-Dot is smart. I'm smart. We individually smart. But people in general are freaking stupid. Mm-hmm. Society is freaking stupid. So going off that statement, that's why I had to disagree with you on that part. You know, when you said people will learn, we hope people will learn. We can say, I like to use that. I would say that.
And you know what? I believe that when you say people are smart, it's just that sometimes some people are stubborn. They don't want to admit to it. So some people will stick in with the trouble, even though they see what's going on.
Oh, yeah, I get that, too, from a lot of people. A lot of them are content with the knowledge that they have. They don't bother to educate themselves. They don't want to further educate themselves. They're like, hey, I got my education when I was in school. I don't need no more education. I'm content with the knowledge that I have. Like, no, that ain't me. You know, like I said, I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I continue to educate myself. I read. I have to read because I'm in the media field. Like, you know, I have to know what's going on. Yeah, I'm constantly in a dictionary. I will pause a movie, where when I'm by myself, I will pause a movie, and if I got my computer up, I'm in a dictionary. If I hear a word that I have never heard before, and I look up the word, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I guess I have learned something new.
I still do that. I'll use it, even if I know the word, and then you say it, I will ask you, what do that mean?
And I do that.
That doesn't mean I don't necessarily know it. That's just why I want to know what you think. Why are you using it?
I'm not going to sit here and act like I know what you're talking about. You know, I asked you what that meant. But we kind of digressing from this, like, yeah, I feel like people are content with their knowledge and don't want to educate themselves. And that kind of goes on with this presidency, this petition type thing. You know, and I'm going to take some things from D.L. Hughley's radio show. He said,
"You gonna sue your ass?"
It's like, and I'm, of course, I'm paraphrasing because it was a while ago when he made this statement. He said, "You hear a lot of people dying from prescription drugs versus weed."
Ain't that dumb? Ain't that dumb?
What he's saying is true. You hear more about people overdosing on their prescription versus dying on weed. There's a misconception about weed. You hear a lot of times folks say, weed ain't a drug. It's natural. It comes from the earth. Like, do you know what coke is made from? Coke is grown. What the heck are you talking about? Yeah, they add other stuff to it, but
the base
of coke is grown. So what the heck are you talking about? It's a drug. This is what I mean by further educating yourself, because weed is a drug, because the definition of drug is a medicine or other substance which has a physiological effect when ingested or otherwise introduced into the body. Are you not introducing weed to the body? Which they do have recreational or medicinal uses of weed. And people, all these freaking weed users are smoking it, talking about, I'm sick and I'm this and that. You're not sick. Also, what people don't talk about is the same way you using that prescription drug to overdose, you're not using weed for the medicinal purposes.
Have you ever smoked weed?
No.
And you can't talk about how much weed does for a person.
Man, stop with that junk. Again, like I said before, you do not have to experience every single thing to know the good and the bad.
But the way you're speaking about weed is not really true.
I'm speaking on it. Yes, I know.
Drug is an addiction.
Oh my God.
I believe it only becomes a drug is when you addicted to it, when you abuse it.
Drug is not an addiction. An addiction is the effect of a set drug or a set anything.
A drug.
It's not. I could be addicted to video games. I could be addicted to watching
TV. Yeah, you can.
That's not a drug.
I believe it is.
Those are
when you're addicted to something.
Those are what's known as anti-drugs. So,
and I think that's what I believe. Okay. You don't believe that.
Saying that because it's not ingested. Like you're addicted to video games and you don't ingest them?
No.
I said that's my belief, not yours.
Okay, but you can't just go off what you believe.
Fuck what y'all believe. This is my belief.
Listen, man, stop trying to argue. You can't just go off what you believe, man. You have to go off.
I know what's out there and what's real, but I said this is for me.
Okay.
This is what I believe.
Listen.
Listen. Listen.
Whether you believe or not, you still have to go off facts. You still have to read. You have to research.
I know
what
the facts are. I know the research. You ain't telling me shit I don't know.
Like I said, you have to educate yourself, bro.
I know to educate myself. You telling me shit I already know. You don't have to tell me that.
Calm down, bro. Calm down.
And I'm not hyped. This is just something I'm saying.
I'm not going to say whether I think it's a drug or not. Because I guess by law, they look at it that way. Now, yes, I have been a marijuana smoker. I don't know. I guess, like, I've never been addicted to, I've never done, like, hardcore drugs or anything like that. The only thing, if you want to call it a drug, that I have done is marijuana. As far as, like, the prescription drugs and everything, now, see, I don't take medicine, period, unless it's absolutely required by the doctor in order for something to change. I won't even take a Tylenol or Motrin. I'll just let it pass through.
Same
here. Because I have cut back, and I don't even want to say cut back because I haven't even smoked. It's been a while. But as far as that goes, you know, sometimes when I was sick or whatever, it did help me feel a little bit better when I, you know, smoked it. I don't smoke like all the different kinds that they have because I don't like to be too high. And yeah, I have heard of a lot of people overdosing on prescription drugs, and I really haven't heard anything about people having the same effect off of marijuana. So some people say it's not a drug, some people say it is. I'm not judging it. to say whether it is or isn't. I know what it has done for me, and I would choose that over any other thing out here.
All right, and I hear you, but me, like I said, I read up on it. Mm-hmm. I got some facts, and going off the facts, technically, it's a drug. It's the amount of consumption that you're doing. Like, you know, you got people that's smoking weed like freaking cigarettes. And I'm talking about like two, three packs a day. And of course, you know, weed don't come in packs, but you know what I'm trying to say. But that right there, that's not freaking medicinal. There's nothing wrong with you.
Now that's just you. I can agree
now,
with.
See, that,
I was like that.
I would go against that. Only because, I mean, when people do that, not what you're saying, but when people do that, because when you smoke back, you already have. So it's like, you know, I feel like I'm not going to waste my money or my weed. If I'm high, I'm going to smoke something. I'm going to let that high kick in. And once it started to go down, then
I'll smoke again. I was like that.
Yeah.
It was a point when I was abusing it too. And I see it today.
Yeah,
I've been 4 years clean. I see it today. People smoke that stuff like it's crack. Like they need it. I know people who get attitudes because they don't have any weed around.
To me,
that's why I call when it turns into a drug. It's when you start getting addicted to it and you can't control yourself. You got to have it all the time like it's crack. That's why I think drugs is very different from like what I was saying. When I call it a drug, is when you start abusing it. Now, if you just do it, I wasn't smoking weed because I was hurting or I needed it. I just smoked it because I wanted to have a good time. It'd get me high, I'd get high, or to go to sleep.
You think that's giving you a good time?
No, it's giving me a good time, trust me. I can tell when we used to have some good times. Me, Frank, and Brian used to have some good times off smoking gas.
Okay,
you telling me what you think you know to what I'm telling you what I do know.
No, dude, let me just ask you this question. So you telling me, and this goes for all you alcohol drinkers and prescription drug takers and or weed smokers, whatever you choose to be your thing, you telling me right here, right now, you can't do none of that stuff without any of that stuff? You can't have a good time without any of that stuff? You telling me that?
I didn't say that. I said we had good time smoking weed. I didn't say you couldn't. I didnn't say we couldn't.
Okay, hold on. So you telling me that enhances it. That means you telling me you don't know how to enhance your own level of excitement?
I know what it does for me.
I ain't getting into that.
No, we know what drugs do, period. We know drugs get you high. We know what alcohol gets you high. That's what drugs do.
Every drug have a different effect.
But you're still getting high, no matter what it is, no matter what the
effect
is.
Exactly, it's all getting high, but everything has a different effect.
But
I can't speak for crack, how it made me feel with crack. I don't know what crack does.
Okay, I don't care about what type of substance you're using. I'm just saying, y'all telling me right now, y'all can't experience the same level of excitement and
it's not
fun.
Gonna bring the same level. It's not. I swear to you, it's not gonna bring the same level.
Let me answer that for you. If you've never, because I know how to have fun, I have a natural high. When I drink, and I have slowed down because I can't drink like I used to. But that's the same for whatever. I don't know why people choose to do crack and cocaine and all that other stuff, but that's them. And I know that there are certain levels of high. That's just like it's certain levels of high when you smoke weed. I don't smoke all different types of weed because I don't want to be that high. However, I know what it does for me. And if you have never smoked it, or if you smoked it and didn't like it, that's you. Everybody is different.
Mm-hmm.
I can have fun right now. I'm having fun, been having fun.
Right.
But if I went, and it's not just the part of having fun. I smoke marijuana and it helps me go to sleep. I use it
you
for
said
different
that.
Purposes.
Right, exactly.
So your question is not something general that can just be spoken for everyone, because everyone.
Yeah,
right.
you can't
write
it.
She's right. The only thing that you can pretty much state as a fact is that it is a drug. We can't fight against what is already document it. If it's a drug, it's a drug. But it's one drug that I like to use.
I just cleared up. I wasn't trying to argue with nobody. I would just find it myself hard to believe. Hard to believe that you can't achieve the same level of excitement or fun without that particular substance or without.
Have you ever smoked? Have you ever smoked?
No, because of the fact that. No, and I'm going to tell you my reason. Like I always say, the two best teachers in the world are experience and observation. I put observation over experience.
That's only half of the story, though. Hold on, T.
Me, this is me. Y'all said what you feel about this. Me, you don't have to experience every single thing to know what it's going to be like. Going deeper into that, I observe crack users. I have family members and, you know, crack users. I observe drunkies, alcoholics. I observe weed heads, potheads, weed smokers. Whatever category you want to label these folks in, I observe all of those and I see the way people act when they're on this substance. And that right there told me, I don't want that. I don't want anything controlling my emotions over with I can't control them myself.
To add to that, sometimes people can take it too far as well. So I'm not going to put everything into my system. Now, as far as other things like bungee jumping and all that stuff, and skydiving, no, I'm not going to do that because I observe what it's like. I'm scared of heights, case closed. But other things that I may want to try, you know, and you never know until you actually do it. That's like with sex. If I never experienced sex, I would, you know, I don't know.
Okay, well, we really digress from the main thing of why I felt this was funny. Like, I just find it hard that black folks are coming out for this weed petition but not coming out to vote. That's all I'm saying. Oh, you don't have the right to say anything about Congress, the president, the government. You don't have the right because you didn't vote. But I'm speaking on this freaking weed. That's what I just find it hard. I just find it funny. That's just hilarious to me. And we got any shots fired? We got any shout outs?
No. I got a shout out.
Go ahead.
Shout out to me, because it's my birthday tomorrow. And also, shout out to all the drinkers, all the smokers. And shout out to the listeners. Oh, and y'all too. Y'all all
right. That's cool. You all right too.
You are writing my book.
I know.
You got shout out T-Dot.
The listeners, the viewers. Yeah, I'm very happy about the viewers. You're going to get more reports. So shout outs to that. I mean, we're moving along. Shout out to Stacy for even though her birthday tomorrow. So I will be shouting out to you tomorrow. Shout out to the voters. That's it.
The petition signers.
Yeah, them too.
I'm going to give a shout out to the listeners. Thanks for listening. Give a shout out to some folks who participated in, you know, some whatever talk group conversation. Stacy was there. You know, she part, so she don't count. She part of whatever talk. So I'm talking about the outsiders. And I got a big shout out to a guy named Sid. Like, I don't like to give people last names because I don't know who they got looking for them. Probably got some petition signers that he
didn't. His last name on there?
Yeah, his last name.
That's on him.
Yeah, so I'm going to say Sid D. I'm going to give you a personal shout out. He's a listener of Trophy Horrors, the other show I do. And like I remember I told y'all, I'm not a comedian, but I do like to make people laugh. Like, I like that a lot. And I'm satisfied if I just get you to chuckle. You know, I'm satisfied. And this guy wrote to us. Paraphrasing, he's a longtime listener of Trophy Horrors. He's been listening to us about 3 years, and he said we by far his favorite PlayStation podcast. And he said that we got him through a rough time in his life when he lost his daughter. He listened to the show, we made him laugh, and he was like, he put in parentheses, even Donnie. And you know, I got choked up a little bit. No, I touch somebody, you know, I'm making somebody happy, you know, like I said, I'm cool, You know, I'm not out here trying to make everybody happy. I'm not. I'm not even going to attempt to try to make everybody happy. But if I could just get one person to chuckle a day, I'm satisfied. Because I did what I was set out to do. And later on, I'll eventually get 2, 5, 16, 100, 200, thousands, millions of people across the nation laughing at whatever Donnie had to say. So, thank you. Shout out to Sid D for being a Trophy Horse fan. Hey, maybe I can get you aboard.
Shout out to Sid D.
Maybe I can get you aboard of Whatever Talk also. Write us at whatevertalkshow@gmail.com or whatevertalk@provengamer.com. Tell us what you think about two IVs. Tell us what you think about the update on the Capitol titties. You know, that's probably something you probably didn't know. I'm pretty sure you probably knew about that already. Do you have a newfound respect for Ali? Tell us what you feel about this petition thing we talked about, or just drugs in general. Listen to us on iTunes. Don't forget to rate us there. Leave a comment on there also if you want to. We also on Google Play now. We're on various other podcast apps like Stitcher. Another one called Tuned In.
Well, we basically everywhere on the internet.
It'll be almost, yeah, we just about almost everywhere now. If we still have some lingering episodes over there on Podomatic, if we still have some lingering ones over there on SoundCloud also.
Well, we somewhere. You can find us somewhere.
Yes. And you can look us up on Facebook also. I am, just look for Whatever Talk. Just type in Whatever Talk on Facebook.
Y'all know what to do.
You know what to do. Y'all been doing the social media stuff longer than I have. Proof of Gamer has a sponsor, and the sponsor is called Amazon. When you go to ProofofGamer.com, there's a tab over there in the corner. It's on the right side that has Amazon. Click on it. When you click on it, it'll take you to Amazon. You can do your shopping there. When you finish your shopping, check out. Some of the proceeds coming to ProofofGamer.com with no extra expenses coming from you out of your pocket, out of your bank account. And that'll keep the site up and running. That'll keep Proof of Gamer coming to you. That'll keep Whatever Talk coming at you. That'll keep Trophy Whores coming at you. And that'll keep Remember the Loop coming at you. And you got to remember the loop in your bank account if you want Amazon to pay for it. Or you know, if you want to pay for Amazon, whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. But to make things easier for you, when you click that tab, before you do your shopping, bookmark it first. That way, when anytime you think about going to Amazon, just click that bookmark and it'd be just like you went to ProofofGamer.com, but you really didn't. But why would you want to but why would you want to miss coming to ProofofGamer.com when we got weed petitioners there? Until we can get 1,050 signatures on this petition. Whatever.
You was late.
You're late. You always miss the mark. You always miss the mark.
If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute. Leave a comment. Tell us what you think about it. Come again. Tell a friend. Tell whoever listening. Whatever talk.